Welcome guys, I hope you're having a good day
or evening
or morning
or afternoon. You can't have a good one though. We said that last time.
I don't know, you're being pessimistic, but whatever it is, I hope you have a good night.
Good sleep, I would say.
I totally agree, good sleep is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So before sleeping, I would say guys, you should do some stretching, move your body a little bit, stretch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a great sleep and you will say thank you to me. I hope you do.
Yeah, if it works, you should subscribe.
You should. So, what are we going to talk about?
The only thing is Donald Trump winning.
I knew he would win.
I think we all knew. Somewhere in our minds.
You know, I will be honest. Even Kamala Harris knew this.
Of course, yeah.
You know, she was like... You know, when you're in your school and you're running, you're in a race... And you're doing it with the fastest guy in the school. You just run. You know you will not win. And you know in halfway you will get slow or do something. Like, yeah, I was just playing along, you know?
Yeah, you know, deep inside somewhere, you know.
Yeah, but she knew it all along, not deep inside. It was like on her face.
Yeah. And then she made like a speech and she was just like, never give up. Like, this is not the end. And...
She gave up before, like, she gave up this time, you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Now she's saying, oh, never give up.
Yeah, like, to the young people, like, don't lose hope and, like, keep going.
Don't be like me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Joe Biden will also make a speech today.
Like, his last day speech or something?
It's not his last day.
When he's gonna, like...
I think it's in January.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
But he had, like... There was, like, some information, like, he called Trump to congratulate him. Like, transformation call or something.
What is transformation?
I don't know. Call? Like, you're transferring the presidency, basically.
All right. I mean, that's pretty standard thing, you
yeah.
know? It's nothing like, oh, something big. Something to be a headline.
I mean, I'm just saying it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about other things? Is there any big thing, big news?
No. Do you know the Grammys?
Like the music
awards,
yeah.
I think tomorrow they'll release, like, the nominations. Like, who has a chance of winning, like, Album of the Year or something. That's, like, it. Nothing interesting is happening.
Boring life?
I would say, like, a slow news week.
Okay. Let's say, first of all, about Grammys, I would say whoever wins, we know who's gonna be like thanked a lot, okay? Right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that thing aside, how do you think like the winning of the Trump this time, like, do you think it will bring some change in America? People are saying it?
Yes. I mean, did you see like the Project 25 thing?
What is Project 25?
2025.
I know 2025.
Yeah.
By 25 you mean that, but
yeah.
What is that? I just know Vision 2030. Like Saudi Arabian Vision 2030, you know.
Yeah, but that's different. I don't know the exact list of everything of Project 2025. Everyone is talking about like abortion being like completely banned and these things. And so now everyone is like, oh my god, like stressed about it.
Do you think that's gonna happen actually?
I mean, from what he said, it's like every state can like vote for themselves, like what they want to do. So, I don't know. It depends on the state, I guess.
I think it won't be happening. Just kind of bullshit to me.
Can be, yeah. I mean, people will find a way regardless, so.
Yeah. Also, like, for example, maybe they would make it a little bit difficult to get abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Not outright ban it.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, not make it, like, so easy to...
Is it easy? I don't know.
I think it is pretty easy.
Like, in America?
I think, yeah.
Like, you can just go to any place and, like, I want an abortion. Can I have? And then you can
I
have...
I think, yeah. I don't know it was which country, but I heard it somewhere, like, you can even go to, like... For example, you're working, in your lunch break, you go and you get your abortion done and you come back and you're continuing your work. It was like
what?
This. Yeah. I don't know if it was just like a real thing or like an advertisement, but it
was.
I heard it like years and years ago.
That's crazy.
It is. Because it isn't like a normal procedure. Like, it depends. Mean, depends, actually. But, like, I think you need a couple of days for a break to...
For recovering, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the other agenda? Can we check it online? It would be great. What is end no-fault divorce?
Yeah, what is no-fault divorce? Like, being able to divorce without a reason?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Can you check what is no-fault divorce? It's pretty interesting, actually. Like, the whole list. No-fault divorce is the dissociation of a marriage that does not require a showing of wrongdoing by either party.
So, yeah, like, basically you need a reason to
divorce. Okay. What do you think? Is it a good thing or not?
I think... Yeah, because why are you divorcing without a reason?
Like, people get bored and, like, they divorce.
Can that be a reason? I got bored?
I think people do this.
Yeah, so you have a reason.
Yeah, but getting bored is not, like, a proper reason. Like, proper reason is, like, okay, this guy is a gambler, okay? He's a drug addict. Okay, he's a cheater. You understand me, right? Like, there are reasons.
If there's no problem with him, why are you getting bored of him? And why did you marry him? I'm not understanding.
People get bored of each other.
Like, after how many years?
I don't know. This is after 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like it's a good thing. You should have some type of reason.
I would agree, yeah. Can we find, like, what are the ridiculous reasons people are divorcing?
No. Oh my god.
So this guy, he was on his honeymoon. He took his mother and he was like the grown-up man. He was still breastfeeding from his mother. And I don't think it is a ridiculous reason. This is a valid reason. And
my question is, how did you find out only after you got married?
That is actually a good one, yeah.
These are not ridiculous. These are, like, valid reasons.
Yeah, these are valid reasons. So she's, like, cheating on him, like, on online games.
On a virtual game.
Yeah. So she's, like...
oh, my God.
Technically, she's cheating if she's, like,
not
spending...
Not technically. I mean...
She's probably cheating because she's spending 10 hours of a day of her life on that game. And in that game, she's sleeping around. So it means she's actually, like, mentally, she is there.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm sure they, like, tried to talk it out. And
what is there to talk out?
Like, don't play this game.
I mean, yeah, but clearly she's not happy, like, with this guy.
I mean, the thing is that here we can see, like, both of them started playing this game with each other and then it took off. So the problem is, why are you playing games like children? Why don't you do some activities which is more intimate? Personal, and it will grow you guys much better way.
Make you closer, yeah?
Yeah. I really don't get it, like, this is kind of stupid. The thing is, if there is, like, something which can open a door to more problems and possibilities, I would say it should be avoided.
Yeah, definitely. What is psychic hotline? Like, some psychic is there on the other line and, like, doing something, like, telling you something about yourself. I don't know what psychics do exactly.
Psychics are of many types, but I think they tell, like, more about future and these things.
Yeah, but I thought they do it, like, in person.
I'm sure these things are online as well now, these days.
42,000. Oh my gosh.
Actually, it is a pretty valid reason. Because if you're spending $42,000, maybe it was in 1 year or 2 years, it is a big amount.
Yeah, why do you need to... Yeah. I don't understand.
It is like gambling right now.
Yeah. These are all super valid.
Yeah. You know, after reading these things, they clearly don't like each other.
Yeah.
Not even
and
like.
Why are you getting married? I don't understand.
You know, people, most of the people, they just marry to settle down. Because after sleeping around so much, you know, it's psychologically so difficult to have an actual loving bond with a person.
Mm.
So when they're sleeping together and doing those things, And they're like, oh, we need to settle down or something. So they just settle down. They just like, yeah,
they go for anyone.
It's time. Yeah. Yeah, they go for anyone. And when you go for anyone, you're like, okay, I can get this person. I can get anyone.
Mm.
First thing is this thing on their mind. The second thing is, see, let's be honest. We are humans and we have a tendency to compare anything or everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you are also comparing this person with someone else. Yeah. And if you had like 10, 15, 20, I don't know, God knows how many partners. So you're comparing all of those people's good habits with that one person.
The random person you just picked out, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously it would be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I think people tend to break themselves when they are doing these things. You know, when you read these things, they're mentally broken people. They have tarnished themselves, their own being. Pranks or jokes should also be done in a certain way where things don't go in the gray territory. Because if you see this one, this guy, he's not even doing a prank. He's also trying to check his own wife. Like, you guys are married.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah, you're not checking anyone. The checking part, you have already passed. You're far beyond that part, okay? Mm. You have to act mature now. I think these people also stopped growing at some point.
Yeah.
Like, since high school or something.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's pretty sad. So, she's divorcing this guy for how he takes his coffee. Like, this is ridiculous.
What? The guy is divorcing the woman. Every morning his wife would ask him how he takes his coffee for 7 years. So for 7 years she did not know.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't help her put up a shower curtain. See, when I read this sentence, I don't only see this sentence. There is like a long list of things.
Yeah, it's really not just one thing.
Yeah. It's definitely not one thing. Like, he's doing a lot of shit work and this was the breaking point.
I mean, he's not doing anything, actually.
Maybe,
not
yeah.
Even helping her.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's see, this one, it makes sense, actually. See, when we... don't see on this example.
Mm.
Here, this woman and man, they are divorcing because the wife is very thrifty and the guy is using more toilet paper, basically.
Yeah.
But it is not like this. So you see, like, they have different approach towards money. If you have a different, you know, when they say like opposite attracts,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
You have to be compatible up to some scale. I'm not saying you have to be.
It should like, be like exactly
monotonous.
Yeah.
Nobody can be monotonous. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's be fair. Even if you have like a brother or sister, then you guys are not same. Okay.
Yeah.
If two guys living together, same parents, they're not same. There is no way. Two people born in a different family, different place, everything is different, they can be same, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a bullshit term to say like, oh, we are same. Nobody's same. That's...
Yeah.
So here, like, they should have similar priorities and similar approach towards life. Not exactly same, but the main parts should be same.
Yeah, that's like a very key aspect of life, money. So,
yeah,
I don't understand these people.
Because he was still living with his mom.
You married him, and
what if he hid from her?
What do you mean by hid?
Like he hid from her, yeah.
So she didn't go to his home at all before marrying.
Maybe it was like, yeah, she just come over, you know. She loves me so much. she's cooking and cleaning. She loves me so much, you know. Why her clothes are, you know, like she comes so often, like sometimes I stop her, you know, late in my house just for a night over or something. He was like constantly lying to her. Because otherwise I don't think there is a problem to live with your parents. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Like, for example, like maybe like you are working on something and you have like a problem with it, you get bankruptcy or something.
Mm.
It's fine. If you are doing something and your partners understand, it is a great thing.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you can get married. If you know this, like, okay, if you didn't know, but how do you not know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, the thing is, if you get surprised, it means he's a compulsive liar.
Yeah.
That is a big issue. This one is like he was doing gambling and totally understandable. It is very weird.
Yes, I think some mothers are like this with their sons for some reason. Like they're obsessed with their son. You know, like they don't want their son to even get married because they feel like jealous or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there are. I think all the mother feel jealous about it,
Yeah.
but to this extent is kind of crazy.
It's really weird.
I mean, this guy is busy, you know. Why are you wasting his time in the storytelling, right?
Gosh.
Yeah, you have to be quick.
Yeah, he has no time for you.
He loved his pinball machine collection more than he loved her.
What
I
is
mean,
pinball machine?
you know, you have played game pinball?
I don't know,
Really?
maybe I just don't know this word. No, I never played this.
So this game, it used to be on these like arcade games, and it is like a use of gravity. Okay, so for example, this is not a visible good picture.
4,000.
That's why he was obsessed, okay? So ball goes here and it bounces around.
Okay.
You have played this in like a laptop or something, right?
This is like a simple version.
So this is the game. So people collect these machines and like yeah.
They put them like in their homes.
Yeah. Not like a home, but like they have like a collection area, maybe like
Like a
like an
garage.
extra room in the garage, yeah.
Yeah, this is what you were talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable actually. Like physical pleasure is a major part of your life, and if you're not satisfied, it's understandable.
Yeah. That is really annoying, but you can just tell him to not do.
It is annoying, and I also hate people who do this. But the problem is, why would you marry someone who is doing like this? You are not like, you just met him or her and you get married like all of a sudden, right? I think in the starting time, people are so crazy, they just let go. They don't see things. Even like small things, they really become bothering after time passes. In these things, people should be similar. Like making sounds while eating. Oh my God.
I just don't know why do you need to do it. Like, what is making you do it? Just don't do it. I don't think they even realize, but like, oh my gosh.
No, I will tell you why. It's their family.
So everyone in their family does. So why do
Yes.
they do?
Because for them it is normal. For example, have you seen people walk like with too much sound, like too much
Oh
pressure?
yeah.
Why do they do it? You don't know. They just do it.
Yeah.
Like it is like they're taking revenge from the earth.
Yeah.
Have you seen people walking like for example, there is a little bit of a puddle
Yeah.
and they put their whole feet
Oh my
into it, right?
God. Yeah.
Why people do it? You don't know. They just do it. And okay.
That one is like they just want to see what happens. Like they just want to do
No,
it.
not them. For example, there are some people who are like cheerful and they're enjoying the rain.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about them. For them, I totally understand. Because now you're enjoying, you'll do some stupid shit, and after that you'll take a bath. No, they are ready, they are going to office and they walk like that.
No way.
Fully dressed, yeah?
So then they just have like the dirt on their clothes and they go.
I don't know. Yes. So what is the second one? I think we have spent a lot of time on this one.
Complete ban on abortions without exceptions.
Interesting. What about the third one?
Ban contraceptives.
Contraceptives.
Yeah.
Does it harm to the body?
Yes.
What?
It's such a long list, I don't even know.
Give me like three big things it does. I think in America they take it at a pretty young age, right? They start taking at pretty young age.
I don't know.
You don't know, really? You know, in the USA, they are in like schools, they are taking as young as 15, 16.
What?
Yeah? You don't know?
I did not know this. I thought it was like they're a few years older.
No. They are pretty young girls.
My gosh.
Yeah. And then they are told, like, when you are taking, you don't stop. So they are taking for
So the
years and
school is telling them
years.
this.
It is the government, actually, but yeah, the school is telling
Like
you.
through the school, they're telling you.
Yeah. You can see, like, you can search about it. 16 tend to take most common ways to start birth control at as it allows young women to be established in her cycle before potentially disturbing it. I don't know what the hell it is, but what there is a question about 14-year-old girl. Oh my god.
What?
Yeah, you can see here. Can a 14-year-old girl take? 23 states plus DC allow minor to obtain birth control on their own without consent from a guardian or parent. So
This is
yeah.
so worrying.
And what are the consequences? Like, can you search about it, please?
Like when you take it so young, or like in general?
In general,
What is thrombus?
I mean, there's heart attack and cancer, and but you're like, what is thrombus?
I
Yeah,
don't know what it means.
what the. I don't know what is thrombus.
A blood clot.
Oh my god.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
it is like a blood clot inside the veins.
Think yes.
Wow. Can you just read like 5 or 10, like which one you think are like more concerning?
I would say cancer.
Interesting.
What is gallbladder disease?
I think it makes gallbladder weak or something.
What is biliary disease?
I think in biliary they stop the digestion.
Oh.
The liver digests something, it stops that thing. I think, yeah, I'm not sure about it, but I think there are major things like especially heart attack, cancer, weight gain.
I mean, weight gain is like it can happen even without. It's not like the worst
No, no,
thing.
no, no, no. Weight gain leads to more. It increases the potential of heart attack.
Stroke.
Yeah. And most of the times it causes breast cancer, you know that? So it's like a plethora of diseases coming through just this.
And they're saying there's no medical need to stop or take a break from taking it if all is going well.
Yeah. And when you stop it, they say it has negative consequences and these things. You might go into depression as well if you stop birth control. You know that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. And they give you some other medicine for depression, and it's not good as well.
Oh my god, really? Wow.
It just makes you like more depressed, like it keeps you in that state so they can sell you more like medicine.
What are the other things on the list? Oh my god.
Additional tax breaks for corporations and the 1%.
Okay, that's. I mean, obviously, they're his friends, so yeah.
Higher taxes for the working class.
That is bad.
Yes,
Yeah.
extremely bad.
I think he should decrease all the tax, all over tax, you know? Because I think. See, the most important thing is that, let me be honest, taxes is not running the country. It's the debt. Whatever they are taking money as debt, they are running the government and these things. So when they are taking taxes from anyone, it's just a curtain in front of your eyes and things are happening behind the curtain. So if there is an inflation, if there is tax, there should not be an inflation, right? Like we can talk about this like in a normal place, but inflation has a lot of what can you say, parts. One of them is like it depends on how things are going internationally as well. So we can just say like it is just one part. But at the same time, when you're taking debt, when you're taking loans for running your country, then why are you taxing people? And already their dollars are decreasing because of your because the, when you're gonna give the loans, it's like a long story. Like they are like experts better than me, like 100 times better than me. They have talked about it. So I would say they should decrease the taxes. It would be great, but whatever. Elimination of union and worker protections. Oh my god. Raise the retirement age. Oh
Oh
my
my
god.
gosh. Cut social security.
Okay. Very bad. Cut Medicare. Oh my god. No way. End the Affordable Care Act. What is okay?
What is affordable
It's like, I don't know. It is like,
care? Affordable
yeah, I
care?
think so. raise prescription drug prices or the eliminate the Department of Education. Oh my god. Use public taxpayer money for private religious schools. Okay. Teach Christian religious beliefs in public schools. End free and discounted school lunch program.
What the hell?
And civil rights and DEI protection in government, ban African American and gender studies in all levels. Okay, gender studies, I would understand. Why African American?
Yeah.
Ban books and curriculum about slavery. This is concerning. Like, why you want to, like, ban books about slavery?
Yeah.
Like, it's a part of history. Ending climate protection. It's not gonna happen. Increase Arctic drilling. Very nice. Deregulate big business and oil industry. Okay. Promote and expedite capital punishment. Okay, what do you think about capital punishment? Do you think capital punishment in some cases is a good thing? Or let me put it in a different way. When we talk about criminals like, you know, the Jeffrey Dahmer guy.
The cannibal guy?
The cannibal guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he should be given like a second chance?
I don't think so.
And if we are going to put him in a cell, in a jail,
yeah,
it will cost a lot of money to keep him until he's living, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have to like give him like good security, place, everything, food, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the people who do war crimes? Like going to like the killing of people,
mm-hmm,
these things, torturing them to death.
I mean, it's horrible, obviously.
They're also like serial killers in some way, right?
Mm.
What do you think? Like they should be given like an opportunity to live?
No, I don't think so.
I think giving them an opportunity is also taking away like some safety from other people.
Yeah.
And when we make the rules for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like we cannot say like, okay, because of this one person, we will put like 500 people in danger.
Yeah.
And waste resources. So I think capital punishment should be there, but it has to be thoroughly, like, verified very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure, like, people can use it in a very bad way as well.
Mm, yeah. And marriage equality. What does it mean?
Can you Google it, please?
So same-sex marriage, basically.
Ah, okay. What do you think about the people who do the same-sex marriage and they want to adopt a child?
I think it can be bad for the child because they don't, like, if it's two women, the child doesn't have, like, a father figure. And I think it's important to have some kind of father figure in your life. So if you don't have that, it's like, I don't know, I just don't think it's good for the child.
That is a good point. I would say if they choose themselves.
What do you mean?
For example, the
like the child?
Ladies, the ladies. They choose a situation where,
yeah,
they cannot have a baby biologically, right?
Yeah.
So that is their choice. If you choose that situation, then you should not have a baby.
Yeah.
For example, like if you go and take a lot of debt, you don't pay, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Not me, like, let's say, not you, like, or maybe someone else, okay? They do it. Now it is their choice. Let them do it. They will, whatever they will have is the consequences of their choices.
Mm.
If you go and fight with a big guy, right?
Yeah.
And if the big guy hits back, that is your consequences.
Yeah.
So I think we should just tell them, like, okay, this is what you chose. We did not stop you.
Yeah.
Now you're feeling lonely, you want to have child, because it is like your deep down evolutionary urges, which is taking place inside you, and they're urges, they're coming out, and now you want a child to to have your legacy, because as a woman, you have something inside you to take care of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is gonna come out, you want to take someone else's baby and you want to do it. No.
Yeah.
If you choose this, right?
Yeah.
It is also like, again, like we can go back to evolution and we can talk about like, it is all about how evolution would happen. If you did not choose to procreate, you would not have a baby.
Yeah.
And this is how your legacy gonna finish.
Mm.
Simple. If you talk about like these type of things, I think it should make sense. What about two males? They adopt like a guy. I think if you're two guys, you cannot adopt a girl, right? Or is it all right?
I think you can.
Really?
I don't know. I saw like two YouTubers who are like in a same-sex marriage, like two men, and they adopted a girl.
Really?
I think. I'm not sure. I think it was a girl. I don't know. Maybe it depends, like, in America, like, which state or something. I don't know.
So what do you think? Like, they have two father figures.
You need the mother figure as well.
Why?
Don't you think it's important to have someone, like, who's more soft with you, more caring with you? Like, who you can always turn to. Like, okay, you have your father, but still, like, if something happens, you want to call your mother. You want to tell your mother.
For example?
If someone bullies you at school, would you rather tell your mom or your father about it first?
I would say it depends, like how it went.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if it became more violent,
mm-hmm.
I would talk to my dad first.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like more like verbal,
mm-hmm.
I would be talking to my mom. Or in third case scenario, the teacher will call my parents.
No, you're not the bully.
That is the, like, you know, the bullies. The problem with bullies is, like, they're really soft at heart, you know?
Mm.
Once, like, you fight back, they start crying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, guys, if you are getting bullied, I hope you're not. So, fight back.
Like, yeah, always fight back.
Yeah. But in a very logical way, because sometimes it gets really violent, you know? So, first try to make some team. And if, like, he has some friends, if you know, there are some friends who are not liking the attitude. So, try to break their friends and get them in your side first.
Yeah.
You need, if there is a group versus a group, you know, there is a more chances of survival. You should have your own pack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if it is one versus one, like, it is best to solve the issue, but sometimes you have to stand up in different ways. Sometimes you have to, if they are calling you some things, you might have to call them the similar type of things, you know. Just, first of all, if someone is making fun of you, don't get offended. Make fun of them back and laugh at his jokes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be like more, you know, when you are joking, you know, from getting bullied, it becomes like we are joking with each other, we are playing with each other. So mm-hmm. that's how you play in the playing field, actually. And guys, I would say, like, especially with guys, it's not a good idea to get into a fist fight, really. Things can go very bad, very easily. So it's always good to solve more maturely, even if, like, you're a teenager or something, I know. The world looks very small, very constricted. But the world is a big place, you know. It is a very big place. Like what they are saying to you right now, it doesn't matter at all. Really. I had been called names. I had been called things. And I was go through all of that, like, pretty nicely. I had this, like, pretty witty nature. So I was able to pass through all of this pretty easily, I would say. So I think you have to develop some wittiness in you. It would be much easier than getting offended or starting a fist fight.
Condemn single mothers while promoting only traditional families.
Why does it feel like more like a fake list at this point? Is this a real one? Are you sure about it?
I mean, Trump said it's not like entirely real. I don't know. I just saw a lot of people talking about it. So I don't know.
But one of the things, like, they are also saying is, like, he will end the Fed.
Mm.
The federal bank, federal government.
Yeah.
Do you think it can happen?
I'm not sure.
If it happens, do you think like it can lead to a collapse of America and American, like imperial America, basically? Because this is not United States of America, it is imperial America, which has like military bases all over the world, you know? I'm talking about that America.
I don't know, he's saying like this is the century of America since he got like elected, so
okay,
he doesn't think so.
What about you?
Maybe.
If America falls, what other countries do you think can be like top three then? You understand what I mean, right? Because if America goes away, there would be a fighting for the first rank then, you know? Nobody's gonna be like, okay, yeah, you are my boss now. No, I don't think so. There would be a big
problem. Some random country then. From Europe.
What about like some random country from like Africa? What about Dr. Congo, huh?
Oh my
They're
God.
Like, yeah, I'm doctor.
Oh my God. That'd be funny, actually.
What about Nigerian prince, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah. We all will be rich, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think like if America falls, like Russia and China will be fighting with each other for the first place?
What do you mean by fighting? Like a full-on war?
Maybe.
I don't know about a war, but yeah, I think they would be fighting in some form.
Wow. So if let's say like it is like an anime and America just shows like it has fallen, okay? It has not fallen, okay? And it is like a... It is like a ploy for them just to act like, oh, we are weak now. And now, like, nobody gives an F about America. And now Russia and China are fighting with each other.
Yeah.
And then when they both are weak, America is like, yeah, I'm back. Like, you know, like in anime, the hero enters, like, in the end. Like this.
Okay. It will be interesting.
I would say America should do this. You know, someone should tell Trump a plan like this. For 2-3 years, just act like this. Okay? Yeah. Just act like this. Just like, and like, go to some European country, take some loans. You know, some fake loans from them, you know?
Yeah.
Go to China, take some loan from them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It would be pretty interesting.
I mean, you know, he was saying, like, if I don't win this election, like, I'll move out of America. To some other country.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Like his whole family would move away.
Which country would he would
Yeah, I was gonna go? Ask which country do you think?
Definitely not Mexico.
Oh my God.
Imagine he goes to Mexico again and he applies for the citizenship because he's rich, he would get like very quickly.
Yeah.
And then he enters the politics there. And then he becomes the president in Mexico.
Oh my God.
He's orange, okay? And imagine like he uses this law and he says like, you know why they didn't let me win? Because I'm orange.
Yeah.
And I'll make Mexico great again. I would say he would go to like a rich European country.
Yeah.
Like
which country is his wife from?
I think she's from like
Slovenia or Slovakia. I'm not sure which one.
I think something with S. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know which one, but yeah.
I don't think he would. Like Monaco? I mean, why not there?
I mean, sure, he can go. I don't have any reason as to why he wouldn't go there.
Monaco is good for rich people.
I mean, perfect for him.
Yeah.
He can make it his country.
Yeah.
What about Romania? He'll join Andrew Tate.
I mean, then Kamala Harris would send her agents. For her to catch there, you know, in Romania, we know how things work.
Yeah.
So I think Romania is a big no.
Mm.
What about, like, I'm sure, like, maybe Switzerland or Monaco. Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe both, you know, like, go between.
Yeah. Mm. What about Vatican?
I mean, it'll be Trump City, like. I don't know.
You know, the Pope would be jealous from him, you know. Imagine he goes there and he's like, let today let me talk to the people. And he's like, this is the best guy. I love Pope. Pope loves me. You know, we know each other. He's my best friend. He's the best Pope ever. How he talks.
Joe Biden asked the nation to not question the American electoral system following Donald Trump's win. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent, and it can be trusted, win or lose.
I mean, you were not running, okay?
Yeah.
So, you have no right to say. You just ran away.
Actually, yeah.
Never give up, Kim's up. What do you think, like, I read the starting 5-10 things, and it looks like they are trying to promote more births in America.
Yeah.
You think also, especially when we talk about the two people who are promoting Trump too much, is Trump and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And both of them have like so many kids.
So, with like 6 different women in total.
So do you think like it will lead to like a population, a boom in population basically?
I mean, it can, but I don't think people will stop having abortions or these things, so not very much. Like, okay, they'll have more babies, but people will still be having abortions as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it'll be, like, pretty balanced. There's no, like, huge increase.
That's true, yeah. But I think, like, it can really be positive, but it is hard to say right now.
Mm.
Because there is one thing about this abortion thing. And there's another thing about socioeconomic factors are also important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the important thing would be like a control on immigration.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he's doing, right? He wants to send all the immigrants back.
Really?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But do you think he would actually do that?
No.
Why?
I mean, how can he send every single one?
By catching them.
Like he's catching?
Like the bullets.
I don't think he would succeed in it fully.
You know, a lot of time, they all know who is illegal immigrant, but they let them stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they provide cheaper labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Especially like on farms and these places, they let those people in.
Yeah.
Because it makes run economy on a cheaper level.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, which is redundant when we talk about like bigger fields, but not all the farms have like not all equipments are developed enough that we can use for every crop. For example, doing for potatoes is easy, but for lettuce and these things are like we don't have the machines, I think, right now.
Mm.
Or for example, sunflower, we don't have the machines. They're still done by hands. Mm-hmm. You know that? That is where the illegal immigrants are mostly used, I think. But I think those type of people, they should be given a place to live and like a permanency. But again, if you give them permanency, it will make it difficult. Also, if he makes, if he makes any law, there are judges in Supreme Court and other courts, they can challenge him. You know that?
Yeah, but I thought he like made the Supreme Court, so like he chose the people for it.
No.
No?
No. Last year, like when he was the president, even like they were opposing some of his things, you know that?
I mean, I don't think it's fully his thing, but he added like a few people there, I think. But yeah, like if there's more people who say no, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Like if they challenge, so there is a battle, like mm-hmm. legal battle going on. So things are frozen at that time.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's like more complex than just like this.
Mm.
And then we can say like there's corruption as well. Like there would be some border people, border control police. They would be taking some bribes and these things,
mm-hmm.
you know. So there are a lot of things going on. What I'm saying is nothing is like 100%, as you were saying. He cannot send all of them. I totally agree, yeah. Totally agree. Even if like everyone agrees, it is a big country, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy to identify people and these things. And there are a lot of countries which are affecting them. I'm sure like there are some Russian agents still working in US land, you know. And also the, how can I say, the cartels, you know. Especially I think last year there was some cartel wars going on in Mexico.
Or
some other country, I don't remember correctly. But now one of them are taking the key areas. So when they solidify their power in one place, so they will expand to other places. So what is the better market than USA?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I think, but it is surprising, there is nothing on drug control on this one. When we see there is a big drug problem in so many states.
Whatever.
See, this one is a totally different list.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting this information. What is the source?
I'm telling you, they're just making up things. You know, we can't trust things until they're done. Especially when we're talking about politicians, they just make promises, you know. Not everything will be delivered. So, yeah.
Put immigrants in mass detention camps.
Just give them back. Don't be a... what the hell is this? Yeah. Mass detention camp. 1930s? We are going to 1930s back? Huh?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
I don't think it's real.
I don't think so.
This is from the Democratic Party, but still.
Yeah, exactly. It is not from the...
Yeah.
The Conservative. Democratic? Conservative or some other one? Republican Party, my bad. So, what are the things which, sums up everything?
I don't know. You say something.
I would say, always fight back, you know? Donald Trump fought back. He was about to go to jail. Now he's in the office again.
Yeah, he really made a comeback.
He made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody says he only wins against women.
Yeah, I saw that.
So yeah, never give up, guys.
Yeah.
Don't be a bully. Don't get bullied, okay?
Yeah.
What is the last thing I would say? That, it's okay to not have always the three things to say.
Yeah.
It's okay to be imperfect. You will be imperfect.
Everyone is imperfect.
Yes, everyone is imperfect. And we should embrace our imperfections.
Depends what they are, but yeah.
Yeah. Some imperfections.
You should not embrace them.
You should not embrace them. And you should always try to be a better version of yourself within your imperfections. And guys, see, don't take these pills and these things. They are so dangerous. I mean, if you can avoid these things, you should avoid. If you love someone, you won't want your partner to be consuming these things. They are playing with their bodies, they're playing with their mind, the hormonal change and everything. Oh my god, it's so bad.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah. So, I would say, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm sure you're having a good evening and...
After listening to us, of course.
yeah, totally. And have a good evening, good night, bye-bye, guys.
Or good morning.
You have to subscribe.
I mean, only if you want to.
And share it.
Yes.
Of course.
To your friends, yes.
To your enemies. Yeah, the guy who is bullying. The bully. You have to send it to the bully. The damn bully. Yeah. Send him.
Send everyone you know.
Yeah. If you think if you hate bullying, this whole concept, the whole problematic childhood experiences which we face in a different manner, I think you should share it. We would be talking about many other issues in a more comedic, more natural way. So, please.
Subscribe and share.
Yeah, we need subscribers, guys.
Hey, don't be desperate.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, people can smell the ick, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
Alright, guys, don't subscribe and get lost, you know.
No.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.